Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby make it hot. Ride the cop till you hit the spot. Tell my baby make it hot.
Doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee.
And welcome. Ah, so freaking what. Hello, Naked Soma Land. Oh, man. Hang on a minute. I banged my head against the wall. All right, we're here. It's Wednesday. It's the full, what is it, the strawberry moon? I forget.
Yeah, strawberry moon.
It is a bastard, man.
Ugh.
Did anyone see the double rainbow out there this afternoon?
No, I just got
rained
on.
Holy cow. I actually, I I'm not moved to tears by much except, you know, when I look at my checkbook. But when I got out of the car before, I was getting my pre-show snack, a delicious roast beef sandwich.
Hmm.
And I got out of the car, and I'd just seen it on TV. They did this memorial service for Tim Russert this afternoon. They left me basically like a soap opera biddy here. I was trashed by the outpouring this guy got. And they showed this rainbow, and I was like, that's pretty cool. And I go outside. And, you know, how often do you really see a rainbow? You can probably count it on, you know, one hand your whole life if you remember. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a double rainbow. It was this wild-looking thing. So I'm, you know, driving over there. It's kind of a sun shower going on. Come over the hill, and there's this same freaking rainbow that was just in Washington, D.C. It's here.
Pretty incredible.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Meet
neat.
The press, I said.
Wow.
So I just got out of the car, and I just kind of like, you know, yeah, you get to wish with a rainbow, don't you?
I think so.
Something like that. Well, I did more than wish. I sort of wailed, and I put in a couple of suggestions, and did every color, and pretty much attracted a crowd there in the parking lot at the old Stop and Shop.
Oh, God.
Yes. I find the shopping black woman to be much more able to banter than any of the other sapes that I've met. There was a lot of going on in the parking lot there.
Oh, God.
I could do that with any of them. I have a little inner black woman
Evidence
in me sometimes.
To Murgatroyd.
Yeah.
Evidence to Murgatroyd.
Oh, my God, it's stuck. Please, we shouldn't screw around between the full moon, the retrograde.
There's way too much going on. Oh, boy. So, sort of the theme of the memorial service was this Tim Russert was, he was a summer dude. He liked the summer a lot. That was his favorite time of the year, and his kid was born in the summer, and yeah, here it is, the full moon, and summer starts on Friday. And I really wanted to get into this notion of, seasonal transition, because unlike other seasons, like when we go into the winter, we're also getting into the holidays and getting into the new year, and it's much, much more of a literal, you know, hello and goodbye, you know, 1 year going, 1 year coming. And the spring and the fall, for the most part, you got time changes going on, you got all kinds of activity. It's sort of in the middle of something that, you know, like people don't even realize, you know, that in late September it's we're going into the fall, and it's like you don't really get that fall feeling for a month later. You know, it's not like, you know, summer sort of started Memorial Day weekend, really, for all intents and purposes, and you just feel that almost like that the floor drop beneath your feet, especially if you're a teacher, when everything just kind of stops, and you have this sort of like almost like the boundaries lift in the summer, and you get to do whatever you want in a way. You get to take your vacation. You get to kind of take your 3-day weekend. You get to blow off stuff. It's hot. It's oppressive. You kind of you duck into the movies. You duck out to the beach. You're not exactly on your rhythm, your beaten path until Labor Day rolls around. You start to kind of okay, fold up the chairs and let's get ready for the fall. So I want to talk about using the transition from spring to summer to get leverage to make behavioral change, and we probably asked about 7 or 8 different people to kind of chime in tonight, and they're open to call us here, you bastards, at 646-478-3347, but true to form.
4847.
4847. What did I say? Oh, that's the host number.
That's our special number.
Yeah, well, only you can call that one. It's the same number, 646-478-4847, here at Naked Somana. So anyway, no night would be complete without a little Sue Simmons, just to start me off.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
And
Levin
pay more
there you
at
go.
The grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. The fuck are you doing?
Pretty much what I've been asking myself all week. If you go over to NakedSomination.com, we've been absolutely just throwing everything we can at this thing to get you guys over there. We changed the profiling questions. We added a whole bunch of stuff so that you can start to really get a look at what we're trying to get done up here. We've been on the air for a year. We've interviewed everybody that's, from famous authors to seminar gurus to, the personal trainer on the back roads, we up and down the dial. The whole point is that we're trying to get you guys to realize is that every single one of you has something that would land you on a couch if it was taken away, something that you lean on, and we call it a tangent. And really what that tangent is the thing that makes your life worth living. You go off on it. You get into it, whether it's movies, whether it's, I don't care what it is, whether it's freaking stamps. It's something that you wake up, your feet at the floor, and you can't wait to go do again. And that's why I kind of keep bringing up this Russa character, because I don't know about you, but you could have tied me down when I was a kid to get me to do anything that had to do with politics. I mean, in the 70s, I used to hate the Watergate hearings because it took the cartoons off the TV.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just this annoying, tedious thing. And as I grew up, I got more and more kind of wistful about it. I mean, growing up in the Reagan 80s and the Bush, early part of the 90s, and even the Clinton administration was annoying constantly, with the scandals and the phoniness. And forget about the last 8 years. You could just, put up the buffalo head and boop, and just that could ignore the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude, and in case you're not in the inner circle here at the Naked Soma Nation, you don't get the wavelengths on Sunday, but you can go over to blogsoma.net, and I got a bunch of essays up there. But you can subscribe to the wavelengths. Actually, where do you subscribe to it? Oh, you got to go to my dopey site, markphillippi.com, and you get my little Sunday rants. And, I used to have him on. When I'm writing the wavelengths, I'll have Russet on. Not because I really cared about what they were talking about. I was doing my little domain watching. Because this guy was one of the most just consummate open identities you could possibly have. He's so flippin' philo that you could see him from the moon. He was so philo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he would get exo, and he would get onto, and he would even eco a little bit during the course of an interview to get the information he wanted. He knew how to shift his focus, and he knew how to shift where he was coming from in order to get the other person to feel that like they were just talking to him, like they weren't talking to the whole wide world. And he was very effective at it, and I think that's why, it's been like 5 or 6 days. What did you say, Friday the 13th? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just been, if you watch the memorial service, I think they're going to replay it tonight on MSNBC at 11 o'clock Eastern. They just went so, you would think it would be over the top because it's one of your own, news guys. But this was not, this guy was really larger than life. I mean, when Springsteen sings Thunder Road to send you off the planet, wow. I mean, that's pretty. I'm telling you, if you watch that thing and you don't have some type of an emotional reaction, we're going to have to send over the paramedics because I don't think you're here.
Yeah, you maybe did.
That's right. So that's what, with the summer coming, the summer brings up a lot of, let's do word association because you're good at this little game.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I say summer, and you say?
School.
Ooh, that's nasty. All right, school. I say school, you say?
Prep work.
Ugh. All right, I don't know how to do it, but let's do prep work. All right, prep work is?
Let's see. This is a
it's
tough one.
Supposed to be snappy. Word association.
I know, I'm not snappy today, though.
That's supposed to think.
How about pain in the ass?
Wow. All right, let's stop there.
Uh-huh. Gee, why?
So that's my topic. And the thing is that the summer is, energetically, it's got a lot to do with loneliness. It's got a lot to do with hate. And Venom.
That was pretty much what I gave you there.
Yeah, I got the loco train there going. And that's what I'm saying. While you get into the summer from a couple of different angles, and one of them is, you know, the anger that the spring builds up, because, you know, we talked about that a while ago, that the crying baby, you know, uses his voice to get attention. And once it gets to summer and it gets onto, now it doesn't need a reason. It doesn't have to have the vulnerability. It just uses that voice almost as a sounding alarm, and it's amazing how the summer can bring up, you know, just a lot of pent up emotion. And that's when you get, you know, Summer Sam and all the things we've seen over the years with the summer in terms of the heat bringing out a lot of people's pent up aggressions, and that's why when you get to this part of the year, right around now, we got the full moon tonight, we got the transition over, and the solstice is Friday.
Yep.
I mean, you just got, and this is an Anto week. Tomorrow's an Eco Thursday.
Come on, because things, you know.
Bring your candy. Eco Thursday, bring your candy, and then Friday, ba boom, we're right into the summer. So we have the Eco week is overshadowed by the seasonal transition. So it's not going to be, business as usual this week. So it's you got the only domain that isn't represented on the chart, of course, by choice, would be the Exos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm saying it's a unique week in terms of looking at where your life's at right now. Just like you get that little chance to reflect right before the holidays, this is a little chance to kind of peek inside and say, you know, where am I going? Because when you get to the top, and we look at the year like a wave, the summer's the top of the wave, you know, and it's the peak. Anto is all about peaking and spiking. And referencing yourself at your zenith, at your greatest powers, right? But you get to the top of the roller coaster, the top of the Ferris wheel, you got a great view of the parking lot, but you're completely separate from everybody else. It's only you up there, and it's a long way freaking down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you look at the summer from that perspective and say, you know, what am I going to get, you know, out of this summer? What's going to emerge for me? That I haven't been able to achieve all year long, because while a lot of people use the summer to kind of empty their minds and empty their routines and take their calendar, you know, down a little bit and go off and, you know, have their vacations, a lot of people look at the summer as a chance for opportunity to kind of retool things and get ready for the fall when sort of the games begin again. And so I just, you know, I thought I'd take a little interlude here. And my personal summer song favorite here is coming up is, I could just get, oh, Napsis is going to just screw me over. I just can't.
Of course
can't
it is.
Win.
No.
Well, I don't really have any venom against the Napster people, but let's see. Yeah, here we go. And, you know, just think about this as you kind of go out the door the next couple of days, and where summer is striking you. Is it hitting you more at that abstract level, or down the kneecaps? There you go. A little interlude here where we get going here, Naked Summer. Again, the number is 646-478-4847. Dancing is permitted, unless you're driving. Then swaying is good.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the sun. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went by and
That's perfect. As the IM
that was good.
Comes in and just spoils that whole thing.
Did you?
Yeah, it's just freaking ludicrous.
That was an old one. It just popped up now?
Who knows? Well, obviously, yeah. So, you know, we had, like I said, invited a bunch of people on to kind of weigh in on this, but I'm just going to go around the horn on those tangents that we had invited to speak to us, but for whatever reason they're not here. We don't care. Well, at least I don't care. First stop on the train is looking at things with a little bit of Eastern philosophy. As you look at the summer Chinese system, it's the season of the fire element. Fire is associated with your heart, your small intestine, your triple heater, which is kind of, you know, Chinese for your endocrine system, and your pericardium, which is also related to your adrenal function, and your entire endocrine system energy, the whole deal. So exactly. This is why the hormones, you know, if you're experiencing hormonal difficulties, please wait up, you know. So the general advice for the summer. So the summer, this is what I'm saying. These things are going to get exaggerated. You're developing a capacity the whole summer to cool off your body temperature. So it's your circulation, your exercise, your diet, the way you focus, your body-mind awareness. It feeds this. It feeds this awareness that you're trying to get. Everything about the summer literally means to cool off, to get the edge off your anger, to get the edge off of your left brain, and not be so literal. Aren't those why they want to be taken literally? Are not literal human beings. They're very abstract human beings. They're in their imagination all the time. So you know if you've passed this little acid test when the dog days hit in August, and you see if that fire has literally turned into light.
Did someone say dog?
Yes, there's a dog days chiming in right now. Mother of cuss.
Yeah, well, my dog just came by.
Could you just shoot it?
He's alarming me that my father just walked through.
Yeah, all right then.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do
about that? I don't know.
That's all right. It's a family show with the whole family in. And
yes, actually.
But the birds like to chime in at this point.
That bird, if that bird opens its beak, I'm going to stick my foot in it after it bit me yesterday.
Well, first I just want to say goodbye to your dog there. Just let Bob Costas.
Good riddance, fuckface. So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
That's right.
Good luck managing a Denny's douchebag.
I wish he could manage a Denny's. He could bring a little income into the house instead of being, you know, peeing.
Put that bark to work. Run more turnaround
over here. Yeah.
Yeah, he could work in turnaround over at the bridge on 84.
Perfect.
Stick him over there in Poughkeepsie. Oh boy. Only 42 scintillating minutes left, folks. So. anyway. Continuing through our little roll around the woo dial, when I look at the summer, you know, especially when people are getting ready, because we're completing our little summer evals here at Summer Space. You can go over to summerspace.org and take a look at some of the crap we're doing. But when it comes to preparing for the summer, you know, right now, you know, the rolling questions I ask every time a seasonal transition comes up. Are basically they're weighted every season depending on you know what's changing. So you know, for now, like I'll ask you, getting ready for the summer, did you have allergies for more than 4 days this spring? That's an important thing to think about, because as I talk about in the Naked Summer videos with allergies and hypersensitivity.
Yeah, you people should really buy that. That was a pretty cool class.
I was spinning some good stuff that morning. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
And they're all up there, Naked Summer videos, they're all up there. Actually, you can get them through the Naked Summer Nation site, or you can go through, I think they're on the nav bar on SomaSpace.org.
Yeah,
anyway,
they're on SomaSpace, yeah.
They're over there? Okay.
I think so.
But the whole point of these questions is that once you realize, like, how did I spend my spring, it sets up my summer. How did I spend my day, sets up my night, that kind of thing. Looking at things on a full cycle. So I always ask that question for the immune system, and then the next question is, did you gain or lose 5 pounds in the last 4 months? Because that's beyond, it's within the 10-pound water weight, but it's actually telling you which way is your system trending. Is your metabolism slowing down or speeding up? The other question I ask is, were you motivated or did you feel less isolated in your daily activities? You wake up in the morning, if your motivation is off, that's more instinctive. It's like, you know, the motivations are much more, the behaviors are much more kind of like they say, the four Fs. It's fight, flight, flee, and sex. So it's more about, are you approaching or avoiding? Are you centering yourself? Are you forsaking things and getting confused? So then that gives you more of a picture of how you're living within yourself, that intrinsic conversation you're having. And then the next question is, do your muscles and joints ache? Because that's muscles and joints are completely related to your immune function, in the sense that if you don't have coordination in your voluntary muscle groups, your phasic muscle groups, then you're going to get inflammation, and you're going to get inflammation, then you're going to go through repair cycles, and that's going to affect your internal body temperature we just talked about. So those four questions are important. And then the last one is, do you feel more sensitive to criticism in your relationships? Got a loud temper? Being argumentative? Yeah. Now, these questions rotate through the year, those five questions that I ask all the time, because they're weighted differently. So going from spring to summer, you got a couple of things that are going to happen. The skin and eye sensitivity to the wind, the heat, and the chemicals goes up. So your vitamin D from sunlight, things like that, all that comes into play. You're going to have taut and tender muscle fibers and connective tissue, and you're going to see postural deviations. You watch people walk in the summer because of the heat, because of everything that's going on. All of their postural faults come out. Yeah, I love watching people at a red light standing in line somewhere, you know, like over here at Walters on Palmer Avenue. They're practically almost leaning over like they didn't have a V8, you know, during the summer, because their system is dealing with all of the mineral relationships, so iron, calcium, magnesium, potassium, all that stuff, all your B-complex vitamins that gets rid of the stress. You have decreased resistance to viruses like the dreaded herpes. Comes up. Yeah, in the summer, the sun will spike that. So, again, the whole point is to get to the surface. The whole point of the summer is to get to the surface. The whole point of the winter is to get to the core. So this stuff's been burrowing through the residue all during the spring, and now it starts finally popping up and on the surface to be dealt with and to be released, and so you can transcend it. And in the fall, literally, in the fall, everything kind of drops away, and you go back into the residue and back down to the core. So the last thing is insulin resistance and hypertension, which is a big thing in the summer for vasoconstrictors. And you, how many people you know, just like in the wintertime, will take a dirt nap when they go out to shovel the walk. In the summertime, they're jogging like crazy sapes, and then they'll stop, and then their heart will stop. And that a lot has to do with this hormone precursor called thyroxine A2, which is a big vasoconstrictor. So if you have insulin resistance problems, undigested proteins, fat in your artery walls, I'm talking about Tim Russert again, I guess. This is going to affect you. So it's the other way of stopping is to crash. And I really feel like if I could examine, you know, what happened to Tim more, his vacation in Italy, the plane flight in and of itself is stressful, but the fact that he stopped his feverish routine he had all spring, stopped it on a dime to go on a vacation for 4 or 5 days with his family, and then came right back to work, that lack of conditioning for recovery, that lack of an ability to know what it's like to be active and to rest, is the rhythm he was carrying his whole adult life. And, you know, he was on a really high when he left, going through the primary season and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden to just stop literally dead in his tracks and then go back to work was a lot for his heart to take, given the problems he had, recently, you know, manifesting as coronary heart disease, things like that. So that's kind of a, you know, energetic and a little physiological view of the summer. The astrological view of the summer, right now I think we're still in this Mercury retrograde. I forget where that ends.
You keep talking. I'll tell you when it ends.
I think it goes to the end of the month.
It's a pretty long one.
Yeah, well, they're always about 3 weeks, but I think this one ends, like, towards the end of next week. And then there's, was it Neptune that's also in retrograde, too?
Uh-huh.
The whole damn summer.
June 19th. Oh, thank God.
June 19th is when it comes out Saturday. Okay.
It's tomorrow, actually, isn't it?
Oh, tomorrow, right. Eco-Thursday. Okay.
Eco-Thursday.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So that's the end of retrograde?
Well, yeah, but we'll still be in the shadow for a week.
Well, maybe we'll have a guest next week then.
You think?
Know? Someone will read an email or something. Think about that, because Mercury retrograde pulls you back into your recent past and makes you review it, just like we're talking about getting that little bit of a reflection before you go from spring to summer. Full moon tonight, another big peak night of physiological activity. So you got the strawberry moon, you got the Mercury retrograde, you got the seasonal transition, you got enough going on in the sky. To keep you busy. Neptune is busy,
until,
you know.
Until November 1st, actually.
Yeah, it's almost right to the election. And Neptune separates fantasy from reality, if I remember right. That's its energetic charge. So you're coming out of dream world, and the whole year, because remember we had Pam Cuccinello on first of the year, and she said, you know, towards the end of January, Pluto comes back to kick her ass, and it sort of ends all the games. So this whole year, again, you go. The other thing, the Mayan calendar, I was glancing at before. We have a lot of sunspot activity this summer. We've already had crazy spring with all the floods and the storms.
Uh-huh.
So we're dealing with, like, you know,
right.
There literally is an enema going on energetically right now, and that's why this summer with the campaign and we got both parties are going to have their conventions towards the end of the summer. So it literally is, where do you stand and where are you going as you look out at your life? Because in 6 months, we're going to have a new president, like it or not. We're going to be perched on a lot of different realities that we're building into now in terms of the way the world's looking. We don't know what's going on with gasoline. They're talking about all kinds of crazy things with that, with the offshore drilling and whatnot. So we don't know where
uh-huh.
the economy's going to be. We're really in... hip deep, and that's why, you know, the tools we offer you here at Naked Soma and also on the websites are there to kind of get you closer to the mirror so you can kind of see what you're looking at and make a better call. Because at the end of the day, I said on my dopey audio site there, electricphilippi.com, it's help yourself. I mean, I don't know how many times I've had a client call me in the last 2 weeks just completely lost for whatever reason, and really just looking to get some clarity, and almost to a T, almost every single time. It's because we've really forgotten how to onto in a coherent way, you know. So I think we talked about the woo, we talked about the physiology, we've talked a little bit about the astrology, we talked a little bit about the social calendar, but let's get into the somatics here for a minute. Seems to have 33 minutes to go and nobody's calling us. Is anybody in the chat room? Is anybody there? Anybody in the chat room?
By the way, we are also in the middle of a Jupiter retrograde.
Oh, yeah, sure. How could I forget
Jupiter,
the Jupiter retrograde?
Jupiter, Uranus is coming
Uranus.
Up.
Uranus. Jupiter
and
Uranus.
Uranus is going retrograde June 27th. So you just better get yourself a cork. Or run.
I'm gonna. Yeah, I think when that happens, I'm gonna have to go get some. Go to the camping. The store for the camping supplies, and just get a lot of bungee cords.
Yep, and then Neptune will go direct November 1st, and Pluto September 8th. We are just around the election. Everything's gonna.
Yeah, if we make it there. But I just want to know if all these other planets, if they have to deal with anything the Earth does. Is the Earth ever go retrograde on Jupiter?
I hope so. They
I hope we're driving Chiron crazy. Some being on Chiron's going, I'm sorry, you're square with your Earth. And you got to get your Earth shit together. Looking at it domain-wise, you know, how because we're getting into the season of the Anto, and you have to fear the Anto. But I think a lot of us fear it because we only know it from its loco side, from its dark side. When an Anto is at its peak of its powers, it's Eureka time. It's a creative time. So I just wanted to kind of give everyone a strategy to get closer to that optimal, that peak efficiency ontoing when you're at your creative best going into the summer. So start with the phylos. What can the phylos do to onto more as the summer comes in? Now, just looking at the way the phylos are, they're kinesthetic, right? They're going to go much
uh-huh.
more on how they feel than on what things look like because they have
uh-huh.
those phylo-colored glasses on all the time.
That's right.
So when a phylo ontos, it's just like going from crawling to walking. So you have to set a standard. You have to say, what have I never done in my life that I always wanted to do? And you look at the calendar the next 3 months, the next 12-week cycle, and you just basically throw a couple of darts at it. I always try to circle 3 to 6 days, usually somewhere in that loop, depending on how saucy I feel. I'll go closer to six, but always three, that I circle the days independent of what what I'm doing or what I'm planning, and those are my days that I'm going to do something I've never done before. Now, they could be extremely low level. You could talk in pig Latin to a Polish miner. I don't care. it's just you have to make something up. You have to surrender to the ridiculous and interrupt your pattern because the summer, like I said, it's about breaking the boundary from the rational left brain and getting the right brain, the irrational side of you, to function in cooperation with yourself. So that's why the summer is all about crossing those boundaries. So, I've always tried to do something a little bit different each summer. And like I say, you pick 3 to 6 days that you're going to just circle with a little onto days. and raise the bar. Do something you never did before. Just like when you went from crawling to walking, you never did that before. And when you accomplish that little feat, usually in that second year of life when you kind of got that down, you feel godlike for a while. Just like when you first, like every summer, there's going to be, you're going to see it on the side streets all over the place, there's going to be some parent, usually a father, pushing a kid on a bicycle saying, "Pedal, you son of a bitch, pedal!" And the kid is all over the place pedaling. I mean, my story of learning how to ride a bike is legendary because there was a bit of a rhubarb as I was tossed. I think it was seven times. It might have been six. Headlong into a thorn bush.
And
my dad was holding the back of the banana seat and kept making me pedal. And then when I got a little head of steam, I would give me a little shove, and I would have to weave between the garbage can and this thorn bush. And into the thorn bush I went, like, you know, six or seven times in a row. But I kept picking the thorns out of, literally just like I do in life, picking the thorns out of my charred flesh and still bleeding, going back to the end of the block for another attempt. And again, the summer is about what have I not done before that I always wanted to do. And the summer's the time to pick to do that because that's when you have gaps in your routine. And like I said, you pick 3 days randomly out of the summer, you know, one each month, you know, July, August, September, pick 3 days. Pick 2 days each month, okay, you got two opportunities. And this could be something you could do on a smaller scale every single day. Saying hello to a stranger.
Sounds kind of fun.
Or no, that's what the summer's for. It's fun. I frown at babies a lot in the summer. Everybody else smiles at the suckers. They need to learn that they're going to see a couple of frowns. And they don't know what to do with you. It completely disrupts their pattern. Now I've done two things. Something they've never done and something that I've probably never done to that particular baby. You know, so that's the way the philos can get leverage on the summers, is to just write down a half a dozen things that you've never done before in your life. And like I said, they don't have to be, have some type of deviant sex in Wyoming. I mean, it doesn't have to be that exotic.
Could it
don't
be,
make
though?
It, you know, oh, yeah, of course, if you're living in Utah, it's doable.
There you go.
That's all. Or you can have sex in any state you want and think of Wyoming. There you go. You did your thing. So it's that experimentation that the philo needs to have, because the philos, like I said, they live in a very grounded, literal world. They're just like exos in the sense that they take the waking life extremely seriously, and they take the dream life and the abstract life almost in sort of a little bit of awe. They don't really know what to do with that world. When an Onto squared, their reference point changes from their level of abstraction to a communal level of abstraction, and they literally have primal awe. So with an Onto, not that you have to teach them how to Onto, they naturally do this, but to get them to have a more highly coherent Ontoing, it's much more physical. So they have to physically challenge themselves, because they're always mentally challenging themselves. That's the Onto way, is to rule the world with an iron thought. And this is about action steps. So it's like they have to physically challenge themselves to go past their boundaries. So whatever it is, I don't care if it means, doing good at the company picnic on 4th of July or whatever. It's some physical limitation that you've been kind of carrying around. You say, I want to get one step past that in the next 3 months. So it's much more of a progressive, rhythmic goal for an Onto that'll spike at the end with a big yes or no, where the philo just picks those days out and says, I'm going to experiment. So that's how the Ontos is, that they make a goal that they can move towards physically over the next 3 months and make a progressive, positive gain in that dimension. When an Eco Ontos, well, that's like a chapter title. When an Eco Ontos, it's almost like the Age of Aquarius, you know.
Okay.
And the moon is in the seventh house, and the Eco Ontos. When an Eco Ontos, again, you're dealing with both domains. Deal with inner life. The Onto deals more with inner vision. Eco deals more with inner feeling. You're dealing with the other direction. So this is about lucid dreaming as opposed to just Placido Domingo in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about not just dreaming on the physical level, but revising your dreams in your life. So in Eco Ontos, they get clarity for their vision in their life in the summer. And so, again, it's the same process of selecting half a dozen days and saying, okay, what is it that I never thought I could do that I think I could do down the line? So it isn't about just testing the boundaries and doing something, you know, like the Philo can literally do it. This is figurative. This is almost beyond what you think is possible. So you're stretching yourself on a spiritual level to say, you know, how can I arrange it? And you take those days that you set aside in the summer for that, and you cut off connection with the entire world. And it could be sections of days. It could be 3 hours here, 3 hours there. But there's going to be, like I said, 3 to 6 days over the summer that usually you have to yourself anyway. And you devote that time to tearing down whatever you thought the wall was or the line was for you in your life, your vision for life. And you say, okay, you know, I'm going to take it higher. And again, the mindset is, go beyond what you've experienced and say, give me something that exists that I haven't had the pleasure to experience yet. So that's the the eco way to Anto. And then finally, to round it out, the exo way to get to a Philo, so full circle of this, to get the Anto of the exo. I'm talking in gibberish here. When an exo Antos, this one has to do a little bit more with your heart, because an exo, as you know, their reference point is systems. Their reference point is information. And their onto, their belief about that information is that information is relevant and valuable to themselves. And that's why when an exo uses that to their fullest extent in the summer, very much like on the other side of the court there, when the onto is ontoing and they're raising that bar for themselves, it's the same thing for an exo. When an exo ontos, they see the facts in a figurative sense. So they have symbolic meaning for that information. So they take a look at all the things they've accumulated. Just like in the spring, people have a little junkyard sale. And what an exo does, it goes and finds their favorite of everything, their favorite music, their favorite book, their favorite DVD, the desert island kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And spends at least 3 or 4 days in the summer with that material, and really find the meaning and the value behind it. Because it's one thing to have that knowledge, one thing to, but not so much for themselves. They spend it sharing it with somebody else that's important to them. Teach somebody something you know. Teach somebody how to, you know, like, oh my God, another vision of my exo dad trying to teach me that. Now, son, we're going to learn how to hammer a nail today. You know, after about 5 times of bludgeoning my hand, get your clumsy ass out of the, you know, it was an attempt. It was an attempt. can't blame them for trying.
No.
But it is about that. It's about downloading information to somebody else. And there's so many opportunities in the summer to do that with people. And I don't care if you're teaching them how to, you know, when the car overheats on the side of the road, here comes Ranger Rick, the XO, to, you know, deal with the overheated car or whatever. There's just so many opportunities to teach people things like that. So, you know, I taught a kid the other day how to untie a double knot without tearing the shoe off, you know, and that felt good. So it's that kind of stuff. It's sharing your knowledge is what an exo sort of charges in the summer. So it's really about self-transcendence and getting rid of those boundaries and feeling what it's like to be on top of your game and not interfere with. The summer is about getting rid of all the interference and burning it off and getting a little clarity that way. So there's your little domain roundup. So do you have any, did I just completely talk myself into the circles here?
No, that was good.
Did you understand all that? Okay.
I like that stuff.
Yeah,
I
mean.
I listen to that all day.
Yeah, I wish we had people to listen with us.
Yeah, where are
who
you
knows?
People?
Who cares? You know, I think they're, I know where I know where they went. First of all, my salute to them is here. That's where
they went. Yeah, I think that's where they went. I think so. Ah, squirrel.
You filthy criminals.
Freaking Batman.
Well, good news for us. Next week, we actually have a guest. Stephen Hayes is going to talk to us about the ACT system, which is about acceptance for the first part of it, and moving through things in a competent way. So he's going to be talking about this kind of therapy that allows you to kind of just let the is be the is, let the world kind of show up, and then move through acceptance, and then start to dedicate yourself to a higher standard the next time through. So that's kind of a little way of leading into that. So we'll have more next week. We'll have a guest on next week, I promise. And I think, you know, those are the kind of the five or six ways into the summer that I could pull up and say, okay, how do you enter the summer? Just think about it from the standpoint of where your life is going. Are you down there on the biological level, you know, wrestling with things, physical ailments and emotional overload and social upheaval, and that's just, you know, my immediate family. And, you know, are you dealing with it energetically, and you're looking at things like the fire element, you know, and dealing with how you're balancing all these different forces within yourself to actually kind of govern yourself in a better way and to get your focus down, you know, to a laser point and all that? Or, you know, astrologically, are you dealing with a lot of kind of psychological interference and just kind of mind wars, and you have this sort of inner conflict going, and you got to get out the old summer diary and read it, write it, and throw it away and all that? You know, those kinds of things are the basic approaches, and then you get more to the subtle ones like we were talking about with the domains, where if you know what your primary domain is, and you can find out, you can go over to summerspace.org and take the self-profiler and look at the narratives there and look at some of the profiles. We actually have up a couple of tutorials up there on Naked Summer Nation now, a video tutorial with the presidential candidates and some of the other ones up there. I want to get that to be sort of you know, common knowledge here on the show as much as possible, so that, you know, we could actually talk about it with you guys a little more and see if that's a way to go as we head into the fall, because we want to do more panel discussions and get people to kind of weigh in on this stuff, because the whole point of the show is to find out how you take your passion, whatever it is, and develop more of a purpose with it, so it affects somebody else's life. Because if you're a movie buff, great. Do you realize that people do movie cinema therapy now to help people overcome stuff that they couldn't spit out one-on-one with a professional therapist, but they can go watch, you know, a film and get to the things that they're not even willing to discuss with themselves? Why do you think people pay $10 to go see, you know, all different types of movies? It's because they're trying to experience an emotion that they don't get in their regular life. Why do people get like me, to get obsessed with sports? This Willie Randolph drama the last couple of days has been fascinating.
Yeah.
Watching. I mean, I did a show on, what was it? Should I say it was Wednesday?
It was Sunday.
Yeah, this past Sunday night, right. I was on Mike Silver's New York Baseball Digest in the middle of all this going on with Willie. And
maybe they listened.
Maybe. They got rid of him the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You were dealing with a soap opera, because you had the general manager is Anto and Willie's a Philo, and you had all sorts of, and then you had another Anto, this Tony Bernazard character who was like the Dark Knight, you know, ratting out the Willie to the with the Latin players, and then they go and they fire him at 3:00 in the morning, and it was just it's just. That stuff happens pretty much in every walk of life. When it happens like that on center stage, I mean, I got my my two newspapers here. I got the Queen Zoo, a real Mickey Mouse show, making fun of XO Fred Wilpon. Meet the Mess on the front cover of the Post today with Mr. Met frowning.
Oh,
fascinating. All clown noses on the owner's faces and on Omar's face. Met's clowns turn Willie's firing into amazing circus.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
any mention of how you said he was Philo and he had to go?
I haven't seen any. You can actually go. We have a page on the on somaspace.org / subwaysomas.html, I think it is.
Yeah, you've got to read that. Even if you're not into sports, it's good stuff.
I can play a breakdown of the two teams, the Yankees and the Mets there.
Yeah, that was good.
So anyway, there's a lot of ways of using these tools, like I said. And when you realize how many things, you know, a lot of people get up in the morning, like myself, and some people will turn towards the, you know, the Today Show, things like that, and some people like me turns towards sports radio. It's like the, you know, the background noise of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that I call tangents, because they're behaviors that you do that become your routine, because your routine is defined by the things that you do naturally. And when you realize that those are the things, those are the kind of grooves that set up your life and set up the way that your life's going to unfold, you got to realize, are those things serving you, or are you serving them? And that's why tangents have the intangible, and they have the tangible side of them. They have that sort of rainbow quality where I could see it, but I can't touch it. And that's the same thing with somatics. So You know. So anyway, that's kind of, like I said, that's my overview of the summer. I wanted to get more into a little banter with the invited sapes that we had, the expert sapes. But I guess we can do a little bit about exercise because we got a couple minutes left. Since you're the authority on that, what do you have in plan for yourself lifting wise going into the summer as you continue your training for the 2012 Special Olympics?
All I'm training for is to get rid of my fat ass. All right. What do I do? I do do 45 minutes to 60 minutes of cardio a day. And I do 45 minutes of weights, chased around the gym by Adrian, telling me, you know, sit up straight, use your chest, do this, do that. Always straightening me out because I'm not always doing what I'm supposed to do. And I was going to karate, but that's on hold. There's no way that I'm going to the dojo with the gi on when it's 150 degrees in there and there's no air conditioning because I can barely survive in the winter.
You're talking gi on? What's a gi on?
Gi. With my gi on. The gi is
with
the pajamas. Yes.
Get your gi on.
Freaking pajamas that we wear.
Food fight!
That thing weighs about 800 pounds. It's just, there's no way. I can't take the heat at all. But
I mean, that's, again, the summer is about hitting those walls. And a lot of people try new exercises in the summer. I just sent a huge email out to a client of mine that's looking for, you know, things to do cross training wise. And you know, as I talk about, you know, in the office here with clients, when you get ready for the summer, you're dealing with a lot with the biggest problem you see in the summer, because it's not something that happens all during the year, because you do a lot of different activities in the summer, is your ankles. There's more sprained ankles in the summer, stupid statistic, but than any other time of the year, because of the fact that people have those postural deviations, like I mentioned before, and your ankles are constantly, because they're saddle joints, are constantly bearing the burden for when you have problems with your gait when you're moving around. You know, so if you can just, I'll give you a little tip called the foot brain, just to kind of check yourself out. So you kind of stand like with your legs together and your feet out like a duck, so your heels are touching, and you got like a little V going down there, right? And then what you do is you put the, like say, the left toe to the ground, lift the heel up and kick it out so it's facing forward, and you bring it down, and you do the same thing with the right foot. Lift the heel up, kick it out, and put it down, and your legs will be in an H pattern with your shoulders. And when you close your eyes and do that and hold your breath and you're all over the place, chances are you are walking with those ankles, you know, not completely lined up underneath your shin bones. And that alone will affect the way you run, the way you deal with the Stairmaster, the way you do all the stuff if you're going to be doing a little volleyball on the beach or if you're going to be hitting the golf ball. You know, all that cross-training stuff is important, and it always goes from the ankles up. It's like I always say, you know, ankles deep, talk is cheap when it comes to the summer. And if you ever get on my table here, the first thing I do is grab you by your ankles.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it starts off with little babies when I turn them, you know, ass off a tea kettle and hang them by their feet and see how their posture's doing, because the spinal cord has a little bit of an analog down there in the Achilles tendon. And you could always tell how someone's living emotionally just by going to that Achilles tendon and seeing if they have any kind of jump sign or withdrawal reflex. So
what does that mean?
Well, you'll just kind of reflexively pull away. If you squeeze somebody's Achilles tendon and they pull up, if there's too much tension down there, it bunches up by the Achilles and you're not getting a good push off with your foot. You know, so that's why the Achilles heel, you know, that whole metaphor of that, very, very clear in the summer. If you have an Achilles heel, and Lord knows I have several, you'll feel it more in the summer because that's where that tension, again, everything's trying to get to the surface. So all the bony prominences in your body, your elbows and the tips of your shoulders and even areas around your TMJ, all those bony prominences get very sensitive in the summer because the soft tissue is tugging over them in asymmetrical ways, and your body's going to feel that more, especially when you start dealing with things like, you know, with the skin getting overexposed, things like that. But
a little
hobby help. I'm just reading right from my Summer Sense thing here. So if your hobbies in the summer include power walking, running, jogging, biking, rollerblading, more active stuff, your slow twitch muscles are going to be affected because those are the ones that burn the oxygen. So you're going to need more iron, which means foods like squash, coconuts, peaches, things like that, and B12, which is your papaya, your white grapes, your salmon, things like that. If your hobbies in the summer are more on the other side of the coin, the golf, the tennis, the water skiing, the racquetball, it's your fast twitch muscles that are going to burn the sugar, the glucose. So you want to support them with things like spinach and brown rice, which has vanadium in it, a little mineral thing, a little vanadyl sulfate for your weightlifters, and B5, which is artichoke, celery, pinto beans, things like that. So even the way you just use your body over the summer is going to affect your physiology, going to affect your consciousness, going to affect the tension that you exude nonverbally when you speak. So those little areas are going to become more. Oh no!
You what?
More,
I thought I heard a baby there.
There's a baby. There is a baby. Life is alive and well here in the summer space. It's just. We've had a dog. We've had a baby. Anything else? Could we have a pizza delivery? That'd be nice.
Well, at least that would be nice.
Yes, and I know the summer's truly begun. And one more thing, a refreshing summer cooler, a little Bromelain cooler, 4 or 5 pineapple rings. I believe you were eating some pineapple before.
Yep, I definitely had that.
Yeah,
I was craving it.
A little Bromelain, 4 or 5 of those pineapple rings and a half a cup of sparkling water is a good refreshing cooler for the summer. Just give my diet tips for the night. Fennel tea for the gas and indigestion. I'm going to need that after the show.
You needed that before the show.
No, I didn't. I need them 24 hours a day. So there's your hobby help. So like I said, just knowing what type of muscles you're using and what type of strain it's going to have on your metabolism is important going into the summer, because people get sick in the summer. There's nothing worse than when you're laid up in the summertime and you're not feeling good. It is literally it's the antithesis. When you're sick in the winter, everybody's your friend because everybody's stuck inside with you. You're sick in the summer. Everybody's like, I'm still going to the beach. You're like, it's like you kind of left to your own devices. And that's the loneliness part of the summer, you know. I want to just, we got a couple minutes left. I'm going to cruise over here to the summer thing. What the heck is it called? I want to look at some of these themes for the moons, since we're kind of moonyaks.
Oh. Yeah, we do like the moon.
Who knew I had all this material?
You.
No. I knew nothing of the kind. All I know is that nobody called, nobody emailed.
All right, so what? It's retrograde.
Everybody go to hell.
Most people live there anyway.
That's true. And they'll probably all have an appointment with me tomorrow. What is it? Shame on the moon. Here we go. Okay. So here's your three themes for the. We're coming out of this one from the spring, which is bitterness, and I've got that one in spades.
Oh boy!
Anger in the future. This is the theme. This is peaking tonight, third full moon of the spring. Right? You ask yourself, how can I shift my attitude away from the obstacles in front of me? Right? How could that perspective alter the course of my life? By taking this shift of attention, how will that affect the course of your life? That you've been following that. So if you move your attention away from the obstacles in front of you towards the course, what happens to your bitterness and your anger, right? And if you do that on a consistent basis, this whole lunar cycle, which goes all the way till July 1st, really, how's that going to affect the rest of your life? If you did that consistently the next 2 weeks as we come down the mountain on this lunar cycle. Then you look at the three that are coming up for the summer. Ooh, we got a nice little menu for you, Sapes.
Oh, please don't tell me. I can't take it.
The first moon of the summer cycle deals with rejection, right, which is loneliness in the past, right? So the question to ask yourself for that one is, what can I realize about allowing others to enter and leave my life according to their own path, and how can I design my life to make myself more attractive to myself? So there's that's the first part of the summer when you just get the old bathing suit on. You got your old meat skirt hanging over hanging over the waistband. You're going, oh crap, here I am again. It is decaying, horrible body. Rejection, rejection, rejection. Loneliness in the past. Isolation
that's July
18th. Yeah. That peaks on the July 18th anyway. But it starts before that. It starts like July 2nd.
Oh god.
We'll talk about that next month. When we get some people on. Maybe Lisa will join us for a little sensuality night. Might as well. It's the summer. Bitterness. Coming out of the bitterness into the rejection. That's what we're going to be dealing with the next couple of weeks. Then we get to the middle part of the summer, the second cycle, we deal with abandonment, loneliness in the present. So you ask yourself, what thoughts, feelings, and choices can I allow myself to step courageously beyond the now? We talked about all those things that different domains do to raise the standard, do things you don't normally do, right?
Yeah.
And how will my life shift in its daily course when I call a renewed, vital, wiser self forward from the future rather than going from the past, looking from the present to the future and establishing that as a target. So that's abandonment. How you get past abandonment is you just, like I said, you just courageously step beyond the now and shift your daily focus to this renewed, vital, wiser self that's coming forward from the future to now. That's a way to deal with abandonment. Then the third one coming in that comes in towards the end of the summer, the last cycle of the summer, is loneliness in the future, and that's isolation. So we go rejection, abandonment, isolation. There's your menu. After we get through bitterness, all right, so in isolation, you ask yourself, what aspects of your life do you feel the necessity to divide and conquer? And who does it divide and who does it conquer? And how can I allow myself to notice more similarities between myself and others? What's in it for me to establish a unique identity? See, the Anto is that you're rejecting the world in a sense and gaining back yourself. After following for a whole year developmentally and bonding with everything, you break all those bonds and become individuated, which is it's purposeful. It's part of development, but it's only half a wave. And then, of course, the ego wave comes in, takes you back out into the world again. The actual wave comes in, takes you back into self again in the form of information. So those are the three lunar cycles we deal with over the summer. The whole summer is about looking at your belief system from the inside out. You know, so that's sort of an overview to look at what the lunar cycles are going to affect us. And you can catch that over at someonemadesimpler.blogspot.com.
Yeah, that's a good blog, too. I like that one. I go back and read that a lot.
Yeah, I pull from it a lot because I wrote these articles once a month to kind of take people through and prepare them for the lunar cycles. I think it was 2006 when I was just developing some of the stuff with Jepster.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I've spit the bit, and just to keep consistent, I'm just going to close up the night with a little eco because tomorrow is Eco Thursday.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah.
What's up, Beaver Puss?
There you go. We'll leave
that's
that
another
as it is.
Eco for you.
Yeah,
oh,
why not?
God.
Double shot of eco there.
Yeah, did you guys know that cartoon characters have domains too? That
yeah.
is so much fun. I love doing that.
Nothing better. Watching little Yosemite Sam and the little Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
With Durantos on. You know. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you understand what we're talking about here at Naked Soul Nation, definitely join the network. The all-new and slappy profiles are up there now for you guys to fill out. Give us your topics. Give us your tangents.
And if anybody is already a member, you need to go back in and redo the questions.
Yeah, we've trashed your old useless information.
Yeah and
we got more lurkers on that than we do listening to the show as an archive.
We really do.
Yeah, we're the king of the. We're going to be good. Post-humorous popularity is going to be amazing. You know, the two of us were off a cliff tomorrow. Suddenly, they'd want all kinds of somatic crap.
Right.
You know, so we had to leave a lot of stuff in the sky. A lot of you know, we'll leave a lot of inventory for you guys to sort through after you've done it. You're done ignoring us for our entire existence.
Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, very funny. Yeah, so it could be a little more Bugs Bunny for me.
Personally, I think the guy's a phony.
There you go.
I know a lot of people that fall under that category.
Well, you'll meet them tomorrow, Eco Thursday.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so I guess I'm just going to cue the Sinatra, as my father would say. And
yes, I think Sinatra is a good idea.
Go back to him.
Got it?
Yep.
There he is.
And you know, for absolutely nobody, and my Val and myself, thank you for enduring us here on Naked Soma. And we'll wander back here next Wednesday, kids, at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Until then, travel light and fear not the night. Be well. And be yourself.
I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind.
Feel better, Willie.
The winter winds. They have come and gone. Still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullaby through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. Someone